Yo, everyone, what's going on? Yeah, we're live.
I'm live. I'm here.
Yo, everyone, what's going on? Welcome to episode 13 of Unfiltered. I'm your host, Shaman V. And today on the show, we're going to be discussing lots of goodies. We're going to be talking about Destiny's new chat and subscription on Destiny.gg, Superstar Sharkers Cup 2. MLG announcing they want to become SportsCenter-ish and going to be doing some more smaller events. We can talk some about that. Marn's latest blog, clearing up some, or at least discussing his side of the story. And then we're going to close it off with Bad Sleeping Habits by Destiny. Or, actually, I have some bad sleeping habits too, so we can talk about it some.
Sick shit.
But coasting, as always, is the one, the only Destiny. What's up, Steven?
What's up?
God, that's so... And today we...
What do you want me to say, man? Fuck, like, how are you doing?
You're supposed to say, yeah, what's up, Chan Man B?
What's up, Chan Man? What the fuck is up, man?
That's right. That's right, man. No, but kind of have a surprise guest today. It's a last-minute thing. I figured I'd ask Sheth to be on the show, too, since Steven and Sean had such a good flow going all day playing the league together. And I've been wanting to hang out and do something with Sheth for a while now. What's going on, Sheth?
Not much. Just happy to be here, hanging out,
awesome.
Shooting the breeze.
Good stuff, good stuff. We were just having a deep conversation about XJ9 right before we came on. And I missed the whole thing, so like, oh, I'm just like bummed that I missed the whole thing. So why did you pull him on in the first place, Steven? Just, I mean...
Just to shoot the shit.
That was, I mean, is he a regular? Is he a regular in your stream?
I mean, I'm, like, friendly with him.
Okay, okay.
So, he's not, like, a regular, but, like, I've talked to him and shit before.
I see. Okay, well, I'm gonna have to watch the VOD for that and check that out, but apparently the conversation was really, really good. But I figured let's talk with Sean, just Sheth, since, you know, we haven't gotten a chance to see you on a lot of shows lately. I saw you casting some for, like, Flaming Cow and some of the other things recently.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on a show or anything like this. This is interesting, different.
Well, you're looking good, man.
Thanks.
So, just to give folks an update, how are your hands doing, your injuries?
It's been, like, over 6 months or so now since I, like, started getting symptoms and... I don't know. I mean, like, I went to specialists. Like, if you're going to come up with a cool idea, I've probably tried it. Mm-hmm. I could spend this whole show probably naming different things I've tried. And, like maybe it helps a little bit, maybe it doesn't, maybe it makes it worse. They're better now than they used to be. Like, time heals all things, blah, blah, blah. But, like, nowhere near able to play StarCraft 2 competitively. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer, because we miss you on the scene, man, for sure. Miss the Sheth Bear, man.
What you gonna do?
Yeah. So I know you were working out a lot too, just doing the whole, you know, just everything, just in life. Yep. So how's that going?
Good. My workout buddy went to Georgia for a little while, but he's back, so that'll be nice.
Awesome.
Start doing that some more, playing some basketball.
Nice.
I don't know, good just stuff. Standard workout stuff, right?
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good staying healthy, man. But any thoughts on, you know, I know StarCraft's been an issue, and I saw your post recently on TL, and any thoughts on maybe changing games or you know, just to help your hands or anything like that?
Well, like you said, I was playing with Steven in LoL. I love LoL. It's actually a lot funner of a game than I thought it would be. Like, in the past, I've been that guy who's like, psh, like, StarCraft's way harder.
StarCraft, like, snob, right?
LoL's not an e-sport. It's a... like checkers, but like, no, I think it actually has a lot of potential, and I mean, like, it's not that hard to play with my hands, so
I gotta ask you, I'm so embarrassed. I got this thing to try out a while ago, but I haven't yet because everything's been such a disaster. Okay, check this out. Are you checking this out?
Wait, one sec. Yeah,
this?
Checking it out.
Okay, so I got sent this thing to try out, okay?
Okay.
It's the fucking Power Glove. So instead of using the keyboard...
Dude, link me too.
Instead
this?
Of you... No,
oh,
you don't link it. Look at
oh
that.
My
Look
God.
At this shit. So what this motherfucker has is it's got, like, sensors built into the fingertips, right?
Yeah.
So instead of pushing, like, Q-W-E-R, you can do, like, Q-W-E-R. And then you can access items by pressing, like, your middle finger and shit. And the idea of the glove is it's supposed to work as a keyboard replacement to the wall. Do you think shit like this would be helpful if you have carpal tunnel or no? Or if you've got, like, wrist problems or shit?
Like, it's just random pain in my fingers and stuff, mostly.
Yeah,
from,
but
like,
do you think...
the weird positions. It could. I've never tried, like, a power glove. I've tried an Xbox controller, and it works great. So, like,
when I read about this, it reminded me of you, because, you know how you always play with your keyboard on the lap? One of the hidden benefits of that is that your keyboard playing surface is the same no matter where you go, right?
Yep.
And theoretically, you know, but I don't know. I don't know how if this will work or not. I need to start trying it out, but I haven't yet.
Let me know if it's good.
That's pretty cool. It's probably take a long time to get used to using that, but yeah, Sheth was telling me about just using the console controllers to play League, and I was thinking even of Star Strike or something. That'd be awesome.
League, did he?
I tried it. It's really, really difficult. Like, I couldn't play a ranked game with it.
Yeah, skill shots would be really hard, I think.
You can play other games, though.
Right.
Yeah. Master Yi.
Master Yi, that's true. You can play Master Yi. Anything that doesn't require long-distance clicking. But good stuff. I'm going to have to try that, at least when I play Star Strikers and stuff like that. That'd be pretty cool. Might even be better in some ways.
What? Nobody talked about this esports scandal. Never got any press at all.
Esports scandal?
The last time I stayed at this, whatever MLG this was, whoever's house I stayed at, I'm pretty sure they saw my fucking jacket, and they never gave it back. And I'm really salty about that, because I like that jacket.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's like a scandal. Nobody talked anything at all about it. Like, I have property. It was fucking stolen from me, and I've never gotten it back.
That was a pretty snazzy. Okay, he's talking about this. Talking about this jacket, guys. Talking about this jacket. I don't have a three-man jacket.
That's like the only jacket that ever like fit me.
You can all pilot old school pilot.
It had like wool and shit on it. It was fucking badass, man.
It looks expensive, man. Who bought that for you?
So mad. If you're out there, dude, we were reading a whole bunch of shit today about technology. Oh my god, dude. You know what they do with that technology these days, man? They'll fucking blow your mind. We were watching these videos earlier. You wouldn't even fucking believe it, Chan, man.
Tell me.
What year is your car made?
My let's see. What is it? 2000? Oh, when was it made or when was it bought?
Manufactured.
Oh, shit. I don't fucking know. I mean, I bought it in 2007 or 2008.
Well, like, did you buy, like, a 2003?
No, I bought a 2000 the same year.
Oh, holy fuck. You bought it new?
Yeah, I always
buy. Yeah, so 2007? I could fucking kill you. I could kill you at any time.
What, is there explosive that's like explosive line in the gas tank or something?
Yo, check this shit out. Okay, so with technology, you gotta watch these videos, dude. I'm gonna compile like all the links we read and shit today on stream, because it blew my fucking mind, right? So with cars these days, they've added on a whole bunch of cool features, but the security is incredibly lax because nobody like figures that people would fuck with it, right? But things like Bluetooth and cellular capabilities on cars. Like, in your car, do you have hands-free cellular bullshit? Like, can you push a button and talk on your cell phone in your car?
Yeah, the Bluetooth
shit.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Those frequencies are very easy to reverse engineer and use to hack into your fucking car's ECU.
Yeah.
And once you've got access to it, you can control, like, everything that the ECU can control, which means somebody could somebody over a wireless signal through a cell phone, they could hack your car and shut off your brakes, open your throttle, fucking spy on you by listening in with the microphone and shit. They could like disable, like you like cut off like your
electronic
steering.
Where's this video,
steering.
Man?
No,
link the video.
Listen. This sounds crazy, but like I spent like 3 hours this morning getting my fucking mind blown. Holy shit! Because none of what I'm saying is an exaggeration. Not only is it not exaggerated, but they did a study in 2011. Some college or some university did a study, and they fucking did it. They bought two cars, they bought two mid-sized sedans, and both of them, 1,000 miles away from each other, they gained full access to the car's ECUs via a cell phone. You can do it with cars, you can do it with pacemakers, things that you stick in the body, because they also
pacemakers?
All...
Pacemakers? Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, because those all use, like, Bluetooth signals and shit to update
yeah,
the information.
Yeah, that's true, they do.
Like, holy shit! Like, all of this new tech that's come out with wireless signals... None of the technology, none of the, like, the security is actually caught up to that technology, and it's really, really easy to fuck with it, if you know what you're doing, I guess.
They could encrypt it, at least to some degree, but I don't think they do. I think you're right.
Anyway, the reason why I call my attention is because there was that story of that Manning guy that got killed in that car accident, and the car accident was, like, super fucking weird. Like, it showed him, like, veering off the side of the road, but there were no skid marks. Like, he didn't try to brake or anything. And a lot of people were starting to say, like, it kind of looks like somebody basically just slammed the gas in his car and fucking killed him. And so a lot of people were like, I wonder if the FBI, like, hacked his fucking ECU and caused his shit to go crazy. And it's like, damn. I'm sorry.
Man, and we just turned into conspiracy. We should call this show Conspiracy Theories.
Oh my God. Sounds like Conspiracy Theories, but dude, like, you have to watch that. Can somebody give me a link to the TED?
Where's that link? I need to see this thing.
It's like, this is what I'm talking is not. It's not like theory. Like, it's, you could do it. Like, it's fucking fact.
No,
like,
I can see that. I can totally see that. Actually, I can actually see it's possible.
Holy shit.
If it's doable, like, for sure, someone's using it. It's like,
they in the video, the guy talks about an experiment where these people set up a camera on a bus, a camera on a fucking bus, to read the reflection off of people's eyes to get the passwords to their emails by them typing it in on their touch screens on their cell phones. And they were doing it. And they, like, could successfully do it. They also had a thing where you could take, like, all, just like these random exploits and insecurities on phones. So you could take a cell phone and use its accelerometer or whatever. What's the thing that it uses to, like, measure, like, your movement and shit? You can set it next to a keyboard with a person typing. And because of how fine-tuned the accelerator measurement is, you can actually pick up, like, the vibrations coming from the keyboard. And you could, like, translate all of the text coming off of the keyboard into, like, readable Word documents just by setting your phone next to a keyboard and walking away. Like, it's like the shit that they were doing, like, you could watch it in a TV show, and you would go, this show is so stupid, like, there's no way you could do this. But they, like, fucking could do it. Like,
oh, this is a TED Talk. Oh, I've seen this. I know, I've seen this guy before. Oh, well, that's a TED Talk.
It's TEDx, which can be shit, but this particular one is good, because his sources are shit. Like, if you ever have time,
it's TEDx, yeah.
Think this in the chat, like, oh my God, like, it blows your fucking mind. Like, check that shit out. Holy shit. Alright, I'm sorry. I'm done. Okay, I'm done with that.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it. That's not the most ridiculous. Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out.
You think they could do it with planes? You think they could do something like that similar to, like, if they do it with cars? Like, you think that if they have, like, Bluetooth on planes? Or, like, trains?
Well,
like, change it to other things?
No,
because plane stuff is a lot more secure. Because there's the whole federal travel agency.
Sure, and, like other countries are probably pretty third world on their airport security.
I doubt it, because airplanes and shift are usually manufactured first.
Yeah, the planes have regulations, just even on.
And if you were flying, like, from some ghetto country that didn't have those security checks, then no country would let planes fly in from that country, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Well, maybe one of those just single pilot planes, right? Not commercial planes. But maybe
private
some
plane?
Of those. Yeah, maybe those private planes. That's scary. Scary thought. But okay, enough conspiracy theory. Why don't we talk about some of the topics? First off, we have today is just the new chat and subscription system on Destiny.gg. You launching that? What day did you launch it, Steven?
In the July-th.
July-th?
Sometime in July.
July? Oh, I thought it was just like the beginning of this week. But so how's it going? I mean, I
wait. Isn't this July? We're in July, right?
Yeah.
Oh, July. God, I'm thinking June. Shoot. So, okay, so it is this week.
Yeah.
So how do you think it's going? I mean, has everybody switched over, or?
I've got, like, a little bit of people switched over. I'm not, like, keeping track of the numbers. Dude, my sleep schedule is so fucked. This whole past 2 weeks have been a blur, you know?
Yeah. Well, your sleep schedule has been kind of bad for a while now, right?
So yeah, it got bad, and now I'm trying to make it not bad. I'm working on it.
All right.
But, yeah, no, it launched. The new chat is really cool.
Let's look at it real quick. Let me just show people. Some people might not even notice. They might have just gone to your site and just thought that this was the Twitch chat. But this right over here, guys, is
go to destiny.gg/chat, and then you can see it more of it.
Okay, so if I go just straight to /chat. Okay, so it's just a full screen version. Okay.
Damn. So look, you load in and you can see the last 100 lines of text. How cool is that? Right?
Yeah, scroll.
You can also see, we've got, like, our own little emotes, I guess. Hey, type in, wouldn't it be cool if you could make that lizard? But you don't remember how to make it, right? So type in HH and then push tab.
Oh, shit, you do it. I'm not logged in this right now.
What?
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Damn it, fuck you. Well, it's got, the chat has autocomplete on emotes and people's names. So like,
oh,
if
really?
Somebody,
okay.
Yeah. So like, if you like say you don't want to, you don't know how to type in the heh for the lizard, you type in ahh and you push tab and it auto completes. Or say you're talking to me and you don't know how to spell Destiny because you're an average Destiny fan and you can't spell words that are more than four letters long. You type in dest and then hit tab and it'll fill in the rest of it for you.
Okay,
If somebody's talking at you and like their name, they say your name, it'll highlight the message in yellow, so that you know that somebody's like talking at you, like it stands out really well.
Oh, okay.
There's like ignore features. There's it'll announce like when I ban people, it'll say like Destiny's banned somebody.
That yellow thing is actually a really huge deal.
Yeah, it makes really chatting neat. With people. Yeah, it makes chatting and keeping up with chats like really easy, I think.
So how many?
Everything is run in like WebSockets. It's not like some Flash fucking shit because I fucking hate Flash. Everything is all nice and WebSockety.
Yeah, that's good. So how are you? But where's the list of the emotes? Are you just setting those? You're just adding those manually, right? It's not something that the users can do, right?
No, fuck that. Why would I trust the users? Anything?
Well, I mean, just suggesting emoticons.
Suggesting
emoticons.
Oh, well, they can suggest all they want. Here, go to this. There you go. It's on my subreddit.
All right. Let me look at this. Oh, there it is. Okay, cool. Very cool. Let's go here.
My favorite one is Feed Nathan, because that's my baby.
Feed Nathan.
I like Infestiny. I've seen.
Let's look at these. Oh, man. There's no pictures by next to each of these. Damn. Okay. Wow, you got a lot of them. Holy shit. That's cool.
I mean, yeah, you theoretically can just add whatever you want, right?
Yeah. Very neat. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of on both chats earlier, and the Twitch chat's definitely a lot quieter than it used to be, so I think a lot of folks
click the user list and shit. Look at how pretty everything is, right?
Okay.
The front end looks really nice. My web developer guy, the Sunisa guy, is really, really cool. I really like him.
Okay.
And then the guy that made the chat made everything like completely from scratch. Like we had the option to like copy it, like an IRC backend and shit, but everything is made completely from scratch. Like it took a month and a half, but I mean considering it was like just him and like the web guy helped a little bit, I think he had a little bit of help maybe from one other person. Like I'm really happy with everything.
Yeah,
and it's really cool because if we want to change anything, the nice thing about it is the responsiveness. Like if I want to change anything, I can do it instantly. Like, hey, like we need these, like this needs to be changed like fucking now, and then like you like launch the change. Shit like that is really nice, I think.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good work. And just to clear things up, for those of you who don't know, this chat, again, is not even an aggregate of Destiny's chat and Twitch's chat. It's only Destiny's chat. So when you look at this user list right here, this is all folks that are... They have to be subscribed, right? For them to
No,
be
no, no.
Chat.
You can, actually, when you log into my website... Uh-huh. Actually, no, fuck you. Click the login. You can log in.
Don't log in front of everybody. Hold on. All right,
No. Just click it, and it'll give you the option to log in via your Twitch account, and it'll connect it automatically.
All right. Let me log in.
I think you still have to, like, log into the site, though.
Do you have to? Maybe I'll try.
That was why I had that weird email thing.
Why do you have to log into Twitch, dude?
Why? To connect your fucking account, man.
I know, but why do you have to connect to the account when this is completely separate?
So that you don't have to register a whole new account and be like, I don't want to make a new account for Destiny's site because I'm fucking Chan Man. I'm too lazy. Go, oh, that's cool. Just connect your Twitch account, then. I wouldn't want to inconvenience you.
Oh, I see.
Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. A name change that's been implemented. One name change per account.
Oh, that's probably going to go because of all the retards naming themselves like, I had a guy named Andrew on InControl yesterday. Oh, you can log in through your Google, too, if you want to, I guess.
Okay, so am I logged in now? Let me see if I'm logged in now. Yay, I can type now. Okay, I can type now.
Oh, sick.
Wait, what do you want me to type? Shit, I keep switching the wrong one.
Oh, wait, bring out the chat. So now type something in chat. Go to the slash chat. Okay. Oh, look, see, when people say your name, say, oh, it's yellow, so you can say they're talking at you.
Ah, cool. Yeah, I like that, man. I like that gold thing. That's really neat.
That's cute. I should do Game of Thrones. So, like, let's say you don't know. Just type in game and push tab. Maybe that'll help, right?
Yeah.
Oh, how sick.
Nice.
Okay. All right, I'm done flipping that out. I'm really happy with how everything came out.
That's my emote, dude. Good stuff. And subscriptions. Is it $4.99 also? Monthly, that sort of thing, or
yeah, right now it's like $4.99 a month. You can do 3 months at $12, or you can be a special tier 2 extra dick rider, and that's like $10 a month, or 24 every 3 months.
What do you get for that?
Fuck, fucking, I don't know, would you say ride my dick harder? when I get to the point where I play, like, subscriber games, which I hope to start next weekend, you'll be, like, the tier 2 people get to go on that.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that's cool. Tier 2. Good stuff, man. No, it's really cool to see, just see your website get to the next level, you know, in this regard. Because most people just have their websites as just more informational, and yeah, maybe they'll throw in their stream and do that sort of thing. But
sure.
this seems more like a destination now than it used
Definitely.
To.
Definitely, so. I agree. I took a lot of inspiration from Desro's web designer too. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to DesroFighting.tv?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should check it out. Check it out on stream. Check it out on stream.
Check it out.
Oh, God.
What's it called? DesroFighting.tv?
God, he's fucking trolling me.
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
Oh.
Might just check it out, anyways. All right, let's look at it. It looks exactly like Steven's.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It's the same freaking style sheet.
Motherfucker. His web dev copied our shit. His ass. Nah, we work all over it. I'm just fucking with you. All right.
It's not the okay. same web dev? Is it the same web dev or not?
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, okay.
My guy, I actually went to the corners of Africa to find my web developer, and then I enslaved his family. And so now Mickey can't work for anyone else. And he's good at his shit, too. And since the African people work for such low wages, I don't have to pay him anything. It's all good. He just said I have to plug the anti-apartheid movement, like, once a month.
Anti-apartheid movement.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm just fucking with you. My web dev dude is really amazing. And so is the chat guy. All right, I'm done with that.
Okay, all right. So, good stuff. So, those of you that haven't switched over to Steven's new chat, go ahead and do that and be part of the...
Check it out when he streams next.
So yeah, check it out when he streams next.
There's no real point to stay there now.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of people there right now, though.
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Alright, next up we got Super Star Strikers Cup 2. So that's the event I am going to be hosting on Sunday. And those of you that don't know anything about it, it's a 10-team tournament where I kind of combine very notable StarCraft II pros and personalities mixed with the community. But what it's turned into, just because so many of these captains are so competitive, it's turned into the community members being Star Strikers pros. So a lot of the teammates are actually European and North American Star Strikers pros. But I announced the teams and the groups yesterday, and you can kind of see some of the banners. Seen any of the banners, guys? Let me see. Check this out here if you guys haven't seen it. But we got the 10 teams. We got Kings of 10 returning. Daddy and Sons, Illusion, and Select are going to be coming back. Autobots with Sasquatch and Suppy.
So are you banning Koreans from joining this? So this is the true, like, NA
Star Strikers. Is there a region lock to
well,
this?
Well, Snix is in it, so I'm not totally. It is region locked. No, it's not region locked because Todd and TLO are in it. So, not completely region locked. It might be locked from Korean players, though, for now. But we got Smix, Megumi Bear, Total Biscuit, Todd, TLO, Huck, Idra, Demoslam, Machine, Thorzane, Flo, Ghost User, and Tempo. Going to be fighting for it this Sunday. So, definitely check it out. It's going to be at 1 p.m. Eastern. And it'll probably last maybe 3.5 hours. Three and a half hours. Try to keep it as short as possible.
This is a little bit off topic, but did you see the podcast where Total Biscuit kicked that guy out?
No.
What do you do?
No. What?
What did the guy call him? Total brain? Total diabetes or something? I don't know. Oh, shit.
Kicked him off. You mean somebody that was his guest?
Total tuberculosis? Was it on Game Grumps? No, what? It was on like a Game Station podcast.
It was Somebody on his like... podcast, right? TGS podcast. That's the only one he does, right?
All right, hold on. YouTube, Total Biscuit kicks.
No way. He actually kicks somebody off of the TGS podcast?
Oh, shit, dude. Here you go.
I
got to
see this.
I got the link.
That was not very good either.
Oh, I got
to
see this.
At the end of the day,
call
him tuberculosis.
Pretty much always happens when they deal with something that is still
considered
canon on the underground scene, even though it really isn't anymore.
What an asshole. What? No. Mr. Tuberculosis over here. Go we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about the news. You are watching the Game Station podcast. Don't go anywhere.
He didn't kick him. I don't see anything kick off.
You call him tuberculosis, and then when they came back from break, he kicked off the bottom right, dude.
Oh, right. Shit.
Apparently, like, I don't know the whole story. Apparently, like, the friend was being, like, really obnoxious or really annoying, like, the entire time or something. Like, I guess he thought it was, like, a big joke. He didn't think they were actually on, like, a podcast or something. I don't know. But
shit.
That's
okay.
Pretty funny.
Okay, wow.
All right.
That's a first.
Pretty annoying to have someone, like, I guess, heckling you.
Yeah, on just like a show, it just seemed pretty dumb, but...
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of going on the show is to really help that person out, too, so...
Yeah, especially because that guy could gain a lot more exposure rather than... But,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's definitely not for Total Biscuit.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Let's see, next up, we got... Oh, MLG. MLG announced something today. They actually announced that they were, I guess, giving Chris Puckett a... promotion, because I think he works for MLG already, but they're promoting him.
He was in charge of, I think,
Call of Duty stuff, right?
A lot of stuff, like maybe I forget the term for it, but it's like production. Production is the right word.
Yeah, so he got upgraded to a VP of, I'm not sure exactly what the title is, but he'll be in charge of
programming.
Oh yeah, programming. But he'll be in charge of putting together hours of constant esports programming for MLG. They want to kind of do this whole sports center thing is kind of what I was getting from that announcement.
Which they don't have the audience for that.
They don't have the audience? No, not yet. I mean, definitely on the website. I don't think they have enough traffic yet, but I think that's one of the reasons why they're doing it. They want to start bringing traffic like Destiny.gg traffic. And
I have this like image of my head of buckets, right? Are you familiar with the term trickle-down economics?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the theory behind it, in practice, it rarely works this way, except in this situation it does. So the theory is you have one bucket, the CEO, and once he has so much money, it spills out of his bucket and it falls into the buckets below him, because since he has extra money, he's just going to give it away to like the managers, and then that spills out to the workers. Mm-hmm. And that's an incredibly simplified version, but the idea is if more money goes to the top, it spills out and it goes to people, other people, you know, below them. Trickle-down economics. But with esports, I think it kind of works that way. Like, when you have an athletic event that gets, like, millions of viewers, like the Super Bowl, gets, like, what, fucking 10 million people watching that shit? Like, when you have that much, like, there will be so much overflow to do extra content around that shit, you know? Like, the demand is there because of the event itself, not because of the other shows. So I feel like to have an event that gets, like, X amount of viewers, you're better off trying to grow those amount of viewers rather than make, like, 24-hour content, like, aside from that. Because if there's not a lot of viewers to watch the first stuff, having all the side content isn't going to make more viewers, you know? Because I feel like the only people that watch that side content are the people that are going to watch the tournaments anyways. And if that number is not growing, why do you think it's going to grow by making a bunch of side stuff, you know?
You know what I would love to see them grow? They spent a lot of money to promote it on Reddit, and somewhere it's like these like tournaments that they were doing daily, kind of like Playhem, basically, for MLG. Mm-hmm. And like they kind of did, they just completely just honestly broadcast it as a certain prize amount, and then like when people would show up for the prize amount, they would lower it based on how many people showed up, like just arbitrarily, like, oh, only four people showed up, it's like $10, instead of like this other, and it's probably like in small print somewhere on the site, but like no one knew about it, and it became, like, this kind of big deal. But I would love to see them, like instead, just look at that, you know, more than going into...
to building just the castle size. I see.
Hey, can we play a quick game real fast? Oh, actually, never mind.
Let's do it. I like games.
Game.
Come on, it's unfiltered.
Word game? What is this?
Can you mod the Fluffsofts guy and then mute the whole chat and make him explain why I was wrong in my explanation? And if he doesn't, then we get to ban him from chat.
Let's do it.
What?
Fluffstar says I have no idea what I'm talking about, so I want you to mod him and then turn the chat on subscribers only,
all right.
Then make him explain it and tell me why I was wrong in my explanation.
It's not subscriber chat, it's like, is there an OBS only chat?
No, just, yeah, turn it to subscribers only. Now if you moderate him, he can talk.
Okay, so I did.
This is gonna be fun.
Alright, I want to hear Fluffstar explain.
Alright, Fluff, Destiny wants to hear your explanation of trickle-down economics. It's sub only. Sub only isn't a moderator.
No,
right?
Mods can talk. Yeah,
mods
can
talk. Okay.
I'll test it. Yeah. Mods can
talk.
Oh,
yeah, you can talk. Fluff! Where you at, man?
Give him time. Like, don't pressure the man.
He's
coming
up
with this.
He's doing a Wikipedia lookup. He's looking it up and then
he's Googling faster than he's ever Googled before.
Exactly.
Oh,
let's get the
shit.
Let's get the timer out, man.
I should
really get this shit.
See if his answer is similar.
So, I'm sorry, on topic. Another confusing thing is it seems like that's been tried so much before. It's not very much success. One thing that I'll credit the NASL guys to... Wow, nice timer, bro. The NASL guys made amazing fucking, like side content. If you ever been to the NASL channel, like,
the
production was top fucking notch. It was... I couldn't ask for anything more. Like, there's nothing you could point out in the production of the NASL that was flawed, ever. It was just really fucking good. The content was good. The delivery was fine. The production and, like, the tech and everything was fine. Like, they did a lot of side content, but they just didn't get very many viewers on it, you know? MLG and IPL streams ran fucking 24/7. Oh, my God. That was, like, an ongoing joke. Like, to anybody I'd ask, like, what the fuck is on IPL right now? Is it worth watching, or is this, like, a replay of, like, a 6-week old game? Right? Am I the only one that felt that way? Like, anytime you turn on, like, the IPL or the MLG...
It seriously
was, like,
was.
The IPL, the NHL streams. Yeah, there was, like, 50,000 replays, like, always. I had no idea what was ever going on. So, like, those 24/7 channels have ran in the past, but it seems like they never got anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
It seems weird that MLG would invest all that money into it right after failing the WCS expenditure so hard. Like, why not just work on, like, your own little IP, would you even call it? Your own little original tournament, like, work on that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, go ahead. Go ahead, Sean.
My point was just the side point of TL recently changed their, like, live updating stuff. Not recently. God, recently for me. But so, like their goal is to make TL more, like, feel more like ESPN, where it's, like, quicker updated, the front page is, like, brand new news and that sort of thing. So I like that they're making it more like ESPN, but like you said, I don't think there's really the market for it, like, in place right now.
Or, I mean, like, there could be a market, but it's going to be, like, a less than 1,000 viewers every stream.
And yeah, that's not, like, revenue.
Yeah. Is it worth it for them?
Well, I mean, for a strategic standpoint, it's, like, high-level-wise, it is good to try to get an aggregate of all the games, right, that you're kind of supporting or covering.
No one watches
people already
games,
do that.
Though.
Yeah, and people already do that via, like, VODs. If you want to watch a game, then you just go find the VOD of it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch, like, MLG Finals more than I'm going to watch an ESPN, because you can't keep up with all the tournaments. Like, it's still in the overflow mode, I think, where, like... I still haven't seen so many, like, replays were just released from, I think, Takes Tournament, Home Story Cup.
Home Story Cup, yeah.
I haven't watched all those. I'd love to just watch all those replays. I'm sure they're casted on YouTube. Like,
what do you think of those mini YouTube videos or recaps? You know, people do 10, 15 minutes of just everything going on esports. Are those useful to you guys? Watching those?
Destiny?
I don't know, dude. Oh, I fucking hate esports. So I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of what Slashers was. You know, Slasher and who is it? Gosh, it's Slasher. That whole what's it called? What's that thing that they do on GameSpot? That's kind of supposed to be a recap of esports each and every week.
They need to do. It has to be like original. You have to, like, make your own fucking content. Esports needs to not fall into this trap thinking that it's, like, this huge thing where a bunch of people can jump in and make money by aggregating shit. Oh my god. If you want to be the biggest fucking scum sucker leech, there is a woman down the street who has, like, 15 kids on welfare, and, like, she isn't even that fat, and she rides the disabled scooter at Walmart because she just wants to be a dick. She takes two of them just to be a dick. And, like, that person is not as bad for society as the people that try to make money just aggregating content. Okay? Have you ever been to a website that it's just like, check out this top 15 list, check out this top 50 list, check out this top 2 list, check out this top... Like, shit like that needs to not happen. I'm sorry, because, like, when you talk about things like the recaps or just, like, check out, like, this side content or blah, 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 like, I want to see, like, some funny original shit, not just, like, this is what happened here, this is what happened here. Like, I want to see, like, Kramer... like, going, like, an overview of, like, MLG, you know? Like, fucking throwing cows and shit and be like, ah, and then he won there and, like, some funny shit, you know?
Anyone else love Hotbit interviews?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Like that's a great example. Like, if I see a bunch of interviews, interviews coming out of a tournament, I won't watch anybody's because I don't, unless I like the player, you know. If I want to see, like, you know, like Hawk or Idra, if I'm like a fan of those people, or like watching on my own interviews, obviously because I love myself, like I'll go and watch that. But like otherwise, there's not like a particular person. There's only like two interviewers that have ever like stuck out to me. Like if that guy does an interview, I really want to see it. One is Hotbit, obviously, and. Yeah, there was that Edward StarCraft guy, because the girl and everything. Wow. That was fucking funny to me.
Who was that guy that had a crush on Smix that gave those crazy awkward interviews to Smix?
Oh,
what was that guy's name?
It was like Prawn Star or something.
That guy's
really funny. I like that dude. Even if that was really awkward, that guy's really cute. But I don't know if he did. I don't know if he did anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if he did either, but that he was really good too.
That
along those lines. But yeah, I agree. I wish there were more creative content too. Just a lot of this is just regurgitating stuff.
And again, I'm sorry if some people disagree, but like I hate the on stage and the pregame and the postgame interviews. Like the how are you feeling right now? How are you feeling going into this matchup?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck. No, I agree. And then like when they're done, like how did it feel to beat him? Nice job.
they should get Hotbit. I'd love to see Hotbit up there giving the post-game interviews.
I love In Control hosting, like, and Too Good. Like, In Control with Too Good at one of those Dream Hacks. That was, like, the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, why can't they fire, like, Too Good and In Control from casting and then have them run around and do interviews for, like...
That'd be so good.
Like, I would watch those interviews. That would be funny as shit.
That would be.
When was Too Good and In Control? They were doing StarCraft?
Yeah, it was it was the best. Like, you should find an aggravated amount of their casting, and it's really good. Like, honestly.
But that's shit to see.
That's actually really good.
Oh, the Asus ROG tournament?
Yeah, Asus ROG aggregates, like, video. It's, like, the best thing ever.
Oh, I got
you. Have you ever seen post-interview, post-match interviews? Those shits were so insightful. Is that true? Because every time I heard some, it was the same answer, like, every fucking time.
That's garbage.
No, come on. They are garbage. I mean, some people ask specifics, but in general, they're
how did you feel when? Feels really good. Great job. Keep
It's hard to give those interviews. Those are not easy interviews to give. Like,
sure.
Really,
but I mean, like,
them, so.
I wouldn't mind them just, like, cutting it out altogether. Like, it's just really obnoxious. Like, I imagine it's obnoxious for the players. Like, you know, you just won or lost a match. Like, how do you feel? Like, what the fuck do you think I feel? I feel great. I won the fucking match. Like, pay me, you know?
Yeah. I wish... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Did you see Neva's answer to the questions? Whenever he
that was funny though. That wasn't funny because the interview was because of the fucking
Danny
watches them. Fucking the thumb. Oh god.
The Pulse interviews too, right? I mean, those were interesting, but they had a little thing going on there, so that's kind of different. But I wish, in general, I wish that after you win a game in the StarCraft 2 stage. That there was some moment that the players kind of go and enjoy the crowd, you know, like just stand in front of them or stand on some area that's designated for the players just to go to. Yeah. Maybe throw swag or something to the crowd too, you know, that sort of thing.
That's really fun.
And then afterwards do the interview, because it's just so weird. They come and they walk out of the booth and they like you do an interview with them. It's just it's very strange.
You know, I think like how to phrase this properly. Just in general, the storylines for tournaments, like, everyone's like, oh, storyline, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I mean, it's just going to be one Korean versus another in most of these post-game interviews. And, like, you know, you want more of a storyline as you get towards the finals, usually.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in most cases, it's just going to be like, how do you want to do this? Like, very good, very good. Good luck, you're going down. If it's MC, he'll wear a frog costume, and it's awesome, but...
Yeah, in general, they're just, they're too mannered. And, I mean, Stardust's interviews were pretty good. And at DreamHack, right? It has a lot to do with just speaking English too. I think if a lot more of them spoke English much better.
Yeah, like that. That's probably like
there
just really
be
hard
like,
to make a story.
There should be for the WCS shit. The top 16 should get fucking belts for like winning. And like if you lost your match in a tournament, then the other
give
guy gets to
belt.
Come and like take your no, not give up. He would fucking take the belt from you.
Huh.
And like
Sox
knock you over. That shit would be fucking awesome.
It's
you
like
get to see like you see like it's like fucking
It's like bounties, man.
Like,
give me a bounty.
Imagine like 2009 Idra, like right, like smaller than me, like versus like an In Control and beating him in a match. Can he like take his belt at the end? Like fuck you, you know? Like this should be. I would watch that shit.
throws his keyboard down, leaves his keys.
It's an interesting.
Or some shit. Or or some shit like at the when you get to the round of four. If you beat your opponent at that point, you get to break
smash
their keyboard. Yeah, like you get to go into their booth, you get to take their keyboard, and they would have like the smashing block. Oh,
that would be crazy. That would be pretty cool.
That would be epic as shit.
That would be.
Oh, that would be. You go and just like
they like share the keyboard, and then they destroy it.
Holy shit!
Oh god!
And then the loser. There would be like a broom and dustpan, and the loser would have to clean up the mess.
Yeah, and they like have to take it with them back.
Oh, wow!
We could convince all the players to do that. There's just no.
Dude,
way.
How sick would that be, man?
That would be sick. That would absolutely be sick. So with the MLG stuff, we didn't even talk about them saying there was potential or there was going to be smaller events around the U.S. Not the big championships that we know of when we think about MLG events. I think it kind of alluded to maybe having one game at each of these smaller events. What do you guys think of that?
I think the more centralization, the better. Otherwise, you're just like dividing your resources and fucking yourself even harder, no?
Yeah.
Unless they think that they can get the same audience they get for like a main event on like all the smaller events, which I think would be a misconception, but I could be wrong.
Where they going from?
Some things are going more towards San Francisco, where EG moved there, and Ruth has a house there, Twitch has something there, Blizzard 2.
I think everything is kind of going that way now, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't see anything in the really close foreseeable future coming out of it. Like, I don't know. WCS kind of, like, self-explanatory. It shut down a lot of NA tournaments.
Yeah, they did, and that's kind of why I think MLG might be taking this approach where you're just having smaller venues. It obviously costs less to run these type of events, and just trying to get, you know, maybe three or four of those out between, I don't know, maybe between now and November. Because I think we all know that these MLG championships cost a lot of money to run, right? And it's because they have three games, they just have all of these crowds to have to, you know, tend to and sponsors and everything. So, yeah, I just haven't, you know, like, if they did smaller ones around the U.S., I don't know, that could be, that's better than what we have. We don't have any, you know, we have.
Are they going to be doing that? I didn't read that.
Yeah, I think they are going to be doing that. And Adam alluded to that when, during the
tweets. So smaller events, like where? Like just random states?
Just different, you know, cities. And some of the cities that they were looking at were Vegas and Seattle and, I mean, Orlando was in discussion at one point. And you know, just a lot of the other cities that they had been to in the past, but on top of that, like Vegas and Seattle and stuff like that, they wouldn't have all the games there. So some of them would be StarCraft 2, probably. Some of them would be Call of Duty. Some of them would be League. Well, maybe not. I don't know. But Call of Duty is definitely on there, and StarCraft 2, I could see. So I don't know. I don't think that's so bad. Of course, it's not going to be as big, and viewership's not going to be even close to a championship, but. Just having events right now, I'd take any events. I don't even care who organizes them. I'll take any kind of events in the U.S. right now.
I'd love to have an American Home Story Cup. We could name it, like, New Home Story Cup or something.
Yeah. The Canadians really are doing an Icy Cup this weekend. That's like a mini version of Home Story. So, yeah, I mean, why can't we do something here that's similar?
Well, actually, like, I think it... I don't know. Like, the amount of top-tier American players versus the amount of top-tier European players. I don't know. I don't think it's the same. I don't think you could sell it to viewers as easily as the Europeans.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be as huge as what...
Yeah, just do our own, though.
Yeah, just do our own. I mean, it's...
Well, we have Total Biscuit.
Total Biscuit.
Total Biscuit's our savior. He's our take.
Yeah, Freedom Cup.
Dude, even cats and those guys. Even those cats and those guys in SF. I mean, they could do it at their house. Why not, you know? I don't know. I just think
another fundraiser for us, but I don't know. Not a huge fan of crowdsourcing.
Yeah. I don't know how that would go. Doing that. Freedom Cub. Freedom Cub. That's a pretty good name. That's really good. All right.
Yeah,
that's, actually, let's take a quick break.
Why hasn't that been replicated yet? You asked me that, like, 2 weeks ago, I think, Chairman. I'm really wondering why that hasn't been replicated yet now in the United States. Yeah, why somebody like MLG or whatever hasn't. Because the Homestrike prize pool isn't necessarily large. It's not anything impressive, is it? What was the last Homestrike Cup?
don't know. Let's Google it.
It's like 10 or 12 or, I mean, maybe somewhere in that range.
That's less than 15,000 USD, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, it's not cheap. I had take on claiming the ladder.
It's not cheap, but I'm saying, like, compared to, like, the, you know, the easy...
10K like, firsts. That's like an MLG. 25K total. That's pretty much.
Okay, never mind. That's quite a big. Yeah. I was going to say...
That's more than MLGs.
Yeah. Oh, never mind then.
Just to give you some perspective, Take was really upfront when he was on Climbing the Ladder a couple weeks ago. He said it cost $70,000 to run the event.
Sure.
So that's not cheap.
That's still less than like a tenth.
Yeah, yeah.
Of MLGs. It's probably less than a hundredth of MLGs, actually.
Hundredth? Oh my god.
Maybe not that. But
yeah. It probably cost like $1 million. Yeah. To run MLG.
That's for sure over $1 million.
Why don't you go to Sundance on Climbing the Ladder and ask him, man?
Sundance? Yeah, right. I've tried. Of course he's not going to tell us exactly how much it cost. But no, I think even a smaller version of it would be great. And a lower production version of it. Because if Lone Star Clash and GESL and those events can pull off, you know, just a lower production event and still have decent viewership, I mean, the Home Story Cup could definitely happen. At a house, right? That's all you really need is some kind of house. Take has a great setup there, though. I mean, he has his flat with a lot, you know, just rooms filled with poker tables and foosball tables and pool tables, and he has a bar downstairs. I mean, that's pretty hard to beat. It's pretty hard to actually find a place that's that perfect for players. But hopefully, we'll see somebody do it. But okay, why don't we take a quick break and then we'll continue on with Marn's blog and Bad Sleeping Habits, and we'll get some questions from you guys. Go ahead and post questions in the Reddit thread whenever you get a chance, guys. And we'll be right back. All right, we're back. What's up, people? Oh, I actually didn't unmod Fluff. Oh, shit. There we go. Unmodded now. All right, we're back. Going to talk about... Oh, I have Team Marn on here. Really, it's just Marn's blog. So, Marn recently posted his side of the story with the whole crazy Team Marn fiasco with money and stuff. What are you smiling at, man? that smile got me worried.
What? Watching the Asus ROG 2012 highlights. This is some funny shit.
Link me it real quick. I need to look at it. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay, let me look at this. Hold on. We'll get to Team Marn in a second. Shed, where is it? These are from past ones, or like a long time ago, right?
Yeah, what? Did Chef like
it? 2012.
Can't believe you're joking about my mom dying. Wait. My mom watches these tournaments.
Does she?
She's going to ask who the coke addict I'm casting with
know.
Is.
From the other side, you can kind of watch everything.
What?
She probably watches you.
This is good. Note to self, James has no soul.
Huh?
Your mom is actually here.
Oh, yeah, but she'll be dead later, too. Mum's the word.
Well... If your mom keeps eating the way she is, God. She'll be dead too pretty soon, right?
You can't die from cock, Jeff. Okay, so... when the next game is ready.
This is
right
good.
After he killed... His probe killed my drone. Like, he got a drone kill with a probe.
Yep. Hey, you know what?
Stetson.
I want to give some behind-the-scenes stuff, too, by the way.
Ottenby.
Here's a little bit... Because I know that James is, like, the flavor of the month right now. Everyone's liking him in the StarCraft 2 community. Every time this guy says
happens.
A joke, okay, let me show you what happens. This is the computer. He has the stream chat
it.
Next to it. He goes, your mom likes the penises more than the vaginas. And then he goes,
All right, that's the climax right there. Good stuff. Check out that link. It was on Reddit, but here's the link, too, if you guys didn't. Link it before. But good stuff. Oh, I had forgotten about that. I've forgotten about that meme that was created too, or the image that was created of Jeff doing that too.
You mean the meme, right?
The meme. Yeah. Oh god, the meme.
Oh boy, that was earlier.
Oh. All right, the Marn blog. You guys check this out. You guys follow this stuff at all? You guys follow this stuff at all?
Yeah, dude, I follow everything. What do you mean?
So pretty typical esports story here.
Blow
right?
up. Are you talking about the car shit earlier?
No, the Marn stuff.
Oh, never mind.
So pretty typical esports when teams breaking up and crazy things going on with contracts and stuff. But Marn posted his side of the story. For those of you who weren't following it, Mega and the team members were they posted something on Reddit, right? Posted a big thing on Reddit saying that Marn didn't pay them the money that they were supposed to get, and you know, just making a big ordeal about it. So Marn kind of came back with his story maybe a day or two ago. And I don't know, what do you guys think? Is this kind of pretty much a typical representation of esports today?
Are we talking about the same story?
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about the one where the Mega guy posts online and he talks about how he doesn't know what contracts are and he doesn't know like how to deal with money, and then the other guy posted that he had bills to pay and everybody sucks at managing contracts. That's what I read about. What were you saying?
Oh, I didn't see that part of it.
The newer one?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm being a little facetious.
Oh,
but
God.
That's right. More or less fucking get your contract straight. God damn it. It's not that fucking hard to deal with. If you don't understand it, get your mom or dad to read it or ask a teacher at school to help you out. You can probably just do it during recess. They won't even like charge you extra for it. I don't understand how hard it is to make sure you're not getting fucked in a contract. Right? Maybe?
I agree with it, but it's esports. Like, if you get to do something in esports and get paid for it, like, I don't know. Like, you know from Brood War and everything, like, that was the shadiest thing ever. Like, if you were getting money playing Brood War, it was, like, congrats. So many, like, false promises and lies. Like, everything's verbal agreement. It's really hard to deal with. Like, it's not so much now, right? But in the past, it was, like, full verbal for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the fact that their names were on the lease.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, when you start getting into, like, renting houses and moving and, like, LCS shit, like, you should know your shit at that point.
Moving into a beach house, even? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of... So, that's one thing to bring up with LCS, is that, you know, these team houses are obviously, in some ways, required, right, to be part of LCS. And they were in a situation where they were getting paid, you know, from Riot, and they were needing that payment to make a lot of these monthly lease payments, right? And so once they didn't make it in, they were kind of stuck with a house, and you're kind of screwed. I mean, what do you guys think of that setup just right now with LCS? And I mean, a lot of teams are in that boat. Just some teams are bigger than others, and they can eat an extra month and that sort of thing while everybody moves out or whatnot. But for these smaller teams like Marn and a lot of these others, they're going to be in the same situation where it's like a ton of pressure to actually qualify for LCS, not only just to even have the potential to make a decent amount of prize money, but to also facilitate your existing living right now.
I'll go first this time because I probably have a differing view. I think it's amazing.
Okay.
This is the first time like a company is offered to pay for housing for like gaming. Like, I guess there's team houses and that sort of thing, but this is different. Like, it feels like it's just for the players. Like, there's not people... Well, I don't know about some of these team houses. Maybe each EG house is different. But this is, like, this is Blizzard, even. Like, imagine if it's StarCraft 2. It's Blizzard, like, saying, okay, here, you can have this house. Like, they're not required to give it. Like, it shouldn't, I don't think, be continued. Like, well, if you fall off, you can still keep the house, like, for so many months or whatever until you get back on your feet. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a perk. It's amazing. Like, if you get, like, a nice hotel in StarCraft, you're like, thank you so much. This is LCS saying, like, have a house. We're that cool. Like, I think it's awesome. Congrats. Well played, Riot. That's my thought.
Can you not... I'm sorry if, like, this sounds like a dick thing, but can you not just fucking move someplace cheaper? Why does it have to be in California? Why can't you just fly to events? Like...
Well, it's not... Well, okay, so they would have to have some house somewhere else, right? Because you have to be together.
Yeah,
right?
But like, I mean, land and housing in the Midwest is so fucking cheap. So I don't understand why everybody.
There? Is that?
No,
one...
I don't. No, they don't. But I'm sure they do because
well,
they want
to rush.
The
studio.
Because
what
it's right
mean?
By LCS.
Yeah, they have
is that
to.
Yeah,
close.
But like, can't you just fly to a, like? How often do you play LCS matches? Is it like a daily
yeah.
thing or?
I agree with that too.
Do you have to play LCS matches daily?
I don't
daily,
think it's daily,
but it's you know it's still a lot. It's still multiple times a month.
Is it every week? Maybe?
Yeah, it's like I think it might be every week. And
does every team play every week?
Yeah, I think so. I think every team plays every week. So that's pretty expensive to have.
And
to
then yeah, then travel would become prohibitive there, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know anything about California in terms of how cheap land is or whatever, but it seems like a lot of places are really expensive, and I wouldn't want to be.
I can tell you some cool information. Like the Root House, like they had full disclosure of how much everything costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me look it up, and I'll tell you how much their cool gaming house with, like, 10 people costs.
Yeah. It's in San Francisco, which is pretty expensive. Antioch, I believe. Which isn't cheap either, so it's probably comparable. Yeah, my whole thing while you're looking it up is it's really just the duration of the LCS season. If
yeah.
it was longer, because, you know, they always play these, they kind of have to fight for their spot, like every 4 months, I think. And I don't know. My feelings about just that duration are kind of tough. It's tough for somebody just to sign a month-to-month lease. Most leases are a year long, right? For a decent price. So a lot of these folks are in a kind of put into this bind where they have to break a lease, or they have to pay like really really expensive month-to-month.
It's still better than if they had to. I live in Korea, I guess. Is there? It's like you almost have to buy the house. I've heard with
yeah, that's true.
Account deposit, but I couldn't find a real money or a real. Well, I could, but it had the security deposit too. But I was looking. I know they had the actual full price to break down on the Martin thread on Reddit too.
Yeah, cats posted it all. Let me see. Let's see if somebody in the chat. If you mind looking it up for us, it was on Reddit either yesterday or the day before, where. Cats just disclose everything. Just what right. I guess where all the money's been spent so far that they made from the.
And then it's like even the Marn guy, whoever's from the actual team, he actually said how much rent was too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and in the blog he was upfront about where all the money went.
Yeah. Kind of. I think I only saw like one thing, but.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things in question was that he paid himself the same as the other players. Even though he was, benched and.
Oh God, are they paying $3,000 a month for that Root House? I see that $6,000 is security deposit and July rent. Is the deposit just 1 month's rent?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let me see.
Oh shit, that would fucking suck. $3,000 a month. I hope that the deposit is more than that.
Honestly, $3,000 a month is. That's, I mean, I think the house is pretty big, so
that's
actually reasonable.
That's a lot of money, though. They can make enough money to pay for that house?
The Marn house looks like it was $1,500 a month.
Okay. I'm not saying that $3,000 is like a ripoff for the house of land. I'm just wondering if they can make, like, $3,000 a month between all of them to, like, pay for it. Like, Katz can't pay all that himself. Like, he's not, like, made of money. Like, that seems, I hope that they got their shit in order. I mean, they should, right? They should. I trust Katz.
Yeah, Katz is usually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they have kind of a buffer right now, too. Just, they didn't use all the money that they raised. So
sure.
They have some money they have some time to play with, at least from the standpoint of rent and that sort of thing. But I don't know how big the actual house is. Their house is much bigger than an LCS house because they have more people.
Wouldn't it be awesome? Like they have WCS players on their team. Wouldn't it be awesome if Blizzard was like, "Hey, we'll pay your rent." That would be so cool.
Well, yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Do you think that would make the house go to shit like the tournament though? Hey, I'm just kidding.
So, but do you think teams should pursue a house if they're reliant on that payment from the publisher? So if they don't get in, then all of a sudden the whole living situation just goes away.
Flex for them, dude. Be responsible with your shit. Good luck. The way that I would do it, the way that a responsible team should do it, is as soon as you decide that you want to go pro for LCS, you create alternate Facebook accounts, find like some pictures on the internet that are consistent, create alternate Facebook accounts, open the accounts, whatever, and basically create a fake identity for yourself. And then when you try to go pro, and then when you go and lease the house, whatever, open everything under fake accounts and shit, so that if you don't, if your team doesn't make it, then you can just bail, and then the people that they go after don't exist.
I think
that would be the most financially responsible way to do it, and then you're off the hook for everything, right?
Sounds legit.
Goodness.
Sure, it's been done. Like that Australian.
Oh, I
guy.
Know it's been done. That's a, I'm sure. Jeez. But okay. That's more. So hopefully that situation will get resolved, and we'll see less of those crazy situations in the future. All right, next up, bad sleeping habits, and kind of revolves around your blog, not this last post, but the one before it. Talk to us about that, Stephen. Like, what are your hours right now?
I'm trying to go back to normal. So I have this issue, and I'm pretty sure that... So the worst thing you can ever do is you go online to a Wikipedia article, and then you try to self-diagnose, right? Because you can literally wind up with any disease you want, right? Especially when it comes to psychological shit. Like, you could go, I could read up on depression, or narcissist personality disorder, or dissociative personality. Like, and I could, and you could go through the list, but like, yeah, I kind of do that. Like, holy shit. Like, yeah, like, oh my god, like, fuck, like, I'm fucked. Like, I have this and this. And, like, you could diagnose yourself with a million different things. But, I've complained on stream a couple times about this issue that I have sleeping. And after one of the times I did it, somebody linked me and they're like, hey, this sounds a lot like this thing. And I read it and I was like, holy fuck, that's a thing? So, you have this thing called a circadian rhythm, right? Mm-hmm. Where if you're awake, If the sun is out, it makes you more awake. Like, your peak alertness hour is usually around, like, 12 p.m., like, in the afternoon to, like, 2 p.m. Like, you're widest awake in the middle of the day. When the sun goes down, your body naturally becomes tired, you know? Yeah. It's not like a feeling. It's like a physiological response to the way that the sun moves in the day. It's something that's measured. You can take your internal body temperature. You can measure, like, levels of melatonin. Like, it's just how people react. I think evolutionary biologists theorize that the reason why it happens that way is because humans aren't adept to hunt at night, so by making us sleep, we stay out of trouble, right? More or less. A problem that I have that I didn't even think was a real thing, or maybe it's even not, and I don't know. The thing that I read, it was called delayed phase bullshit, where I work like exactly the opposite.
It's the actual name?
It's called delayed phase sleep syndrome. Okay, and I'm going to explain this because a lot of people kept emailing me suggestions and emailing me that they had the same problem, but it's not. It's a lot different than a lot of people think. So I feel exactly the same way. Like, when the sun comes up, I'm very awake. When the sun goes down, I'm very tired. Exactly in reverse. Such that as soon as the sun goes down, I'm fucking wired, okay? Like, my peak alert hours are, like, midnight to fucking 4 a.m. Like, I'm very awake. It's just I'm very awake. And as soon as, like, 10 a.m. rolls around and the sun's been out and you get to, like, 12 in the afternoon, I'm fucking shot. Like, right now, like, for the past, like, 4 or 5 hours, I've been, like, dead fucking tired. Talking to XJ9 and Shep has, like, kept me awake. But, like, for the most part, like, I feel really fucking tired. And I woke up at, like, midnight, so I haven't really even been awake that long yet. I think I'm going like 16 hours, maybe. Yeah. How long has it been since midnight? 12 plus 5 is 17. Like, I haven't been awake that long, but I've been tired for so long. And the thing is, like, as soon as the sun comes out, I want to fucking sleep. Like, when I see the sun, I'm ready to go to bed. And I don't have trouble holding a normal sleep schedule, right? Like, if I go to bed at around 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., I'll wake up on time at, like, 5 p.m. I'll wake up at the same time every single day. I have no trouble sleeping. I sleep like a baby. I have dreams. Like, my sleep is fine. When I wake up, I feel very well rested. I'm not exhausted for the entire night. And when I wake up, I'm ready to stay awake for the entire night. And then once 10 a.m., 11 a.m. rolls around again and the sun's been up for a while, I'm ready to go to sleep again. So the problem with that schedule, like, theoretically, okay, so, like, there are people in chat saying, like, you need to exercise, like, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not like a sleep disorder where I'm like, I can't fall asleep or I just need to wear myself out and get tired. It's not like that at all, because I sleep perfectly normally and perfectly well. I can sleep for 7 to 8 hours every night perfectly fine. It's just, I do it best during the day. The problem comes into where if I try to hold a normal sleep schedule, if I wake up at 6 a.m., okay, and I stay awake till 8 p.m., I have to fucking force myself to sleep. Because if I don't, and 10 p.m. rolls around, then I'll get on Reddit, and then it'll be midnight, it'll be 2 a.m., it'll be 4 a.m., it'll be 6 a.m., and I'll stay awake until the sun comes out, and then I'll be tired and I'll want to go to sleep. And that kind of shit is very fucking annoying, because when I do that one time, it's impossible to reset my sleep schedule. Like, that's what happened. It happened to me, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, where I fucked that up, and, like, my schedule has been off since then, because I can't do it. I don't know why. Like, staying awake during the day is very, very hard for me. And then trying to fall asleep at night. Like, right now, like, it's 5:18, okay? And I've been really tired. But if I make it to 9, as long as I make it to 9 and make myself go to bed, it'll be fine. But I could very easily stay awake until 6 or 7 a.m. again. Because once it's nighttime, I have no trouble staying awake. That's my thing. There you go. Does anybody know that feel?
Yeah, I know that feeling a bit.
Yeah, I kind of think I know that feeling, too.
Almost like we need a bedtime.
Yeah, but, like, the problem or the worst thing about it is that if you get off, it's such a struggle to get back onto the sleep schedule. Because it's staying awake, or trying to stay awake longer, or trying to make yourself go to sleep at, like, 10 p.m. is impossible. Like, fuck. Like, I feel like a 9-year-old again. We just, like, lay in bed. It's like... Yeah. Fuck, I'm not tired at all. Like, I could be doing, like, a million different things right now, and I'm just, like, I'm completely alert and functional and ready to fucking do shit, and I just have to make myself go to sleep. Like, fuck the world, you know?
Wasn't that the best part of traveling in SC2? It's the best part. All those jet crazy lag. Time changes.
Yeah. Like, I never had trouble with jet lag anywhere, traveling anywhere in the world that I went. That was one of the nice things about having kind of a weird sleep schedule. Going between Poland and Korea and all that shit, like, I never had to worry about that shit.
When you try to get back on schedule, do you do it gradually, or do you just try to just jump 8 hours and try to get back on schedule?
I try to do it gradually, but the feeling doesn't change. Like, it doesn't matter if I wake up at 2 a.m. or 12 a.m. or 6 p.m. If I wake up at any of those times, I will always be very fucking tired when the sun comes out. As soon as the sun starts to come out, I'm going to get very tired. So that whole trying to move it forward an hour or two, like, I try to do it, like, that's what I'm trying to do now, but it's a huge struggle, and I don't feel good. I feel miserable. Like, it's not a good feeling, like, to starve yourself, or to thirst yourself, or to be poking yourself. I don't know. What do people do? Or to, like, try to stay awake
when the
sun is out. Yeah, like, it's just, I don't respond to caffeine very well. It's just, it's not fun. It's not fun for me. It's very miserable. I don't like it.
So what happens when you go outside? Like, when you actually go outside and get sun, do you actually have a physical reaction to it?
Like, I tan? Oh. Like, what do you mean?
No. I mean, like, do you feel... Like, when you actually see the sun, I mean, does it actually make you tired? That sort of thing.
Like, it sounds really gay when you say, like it sounds like some vampire shit.
No, I'm serious.
Like, it does, and it's hard because, like, everybody wants to be like, yeah, I'm nocturnal and shit, but no, it's like, literally, like, I'll be sitting here perfectly fucking fine, and then, like, I'll notice, like, the sun is out, and there's, like, this... It's this, like, fucking shift in my body where everything is kind of fucking slowing down, and it's like, fuck, like, if I were to just lay down right now, I could fall asleep, like, instantly. I know I could. It's just, like, that feeling, like, I guess for normal people, I don't know, like, when it's night outside, and you look outside, and it's dark, and you're just like, well, I could probably lay down right now and just go to sleep. Like, that's how I feel as soon as the sun goes out, as soon as I see the sun. It's like...
So one of the things that I've been thinking about with my own, like, random sleep stuff is I wish sometimes days could be, like, different lengths. Like, the standard, like, the amount of time the sun is up doesn't correlate to how long I'm awake. So sometimes I'll, like it's always changing the amountage. Like,
sure.
Like, sometimes I'll be awake the whole day, and then I'll, like, rotate it to here, and then, like, to the next part of the timetable. So, like, I'm always awake for different parts of the day. Like, because I stay up longer than 12 hours or whatever it is. It's always different.
Yeah.
Or however the normal amount of hours being awake is.
Yeah, I mean, I generally stay up pretty late, too, but I don't have that reaction to daylight or not. I'm definitely more productive at night, that's for sure. I don't know why. I might have to do with kids, though, more so than anything else. But, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
have you actually seen a doctor about it, or no?
Well, like I said, until, like, 2 weeks ago, I'd never even seen that it was, like, an actual thing. I've heard that you could take, like, melatonin to try to fix it, but I'm not even sure. It's just, like, a vitamin, right? At first, yeah. I thought melatonin
just makes you
tired.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah, so, like, I don't know if I want to go that route, but, like, I don't want to be awake during the day all the time if I'm going to feel tired anyway, so I thought about, like, switching to a night schedule, but I don't want to fuck all my European fans over and shit. I'll probably try to do... Because, like, if I go to sleep tonight... Actually, I'm going to go to sleep right after Unfiltered, and I'm probably going to wake up at, like, fucking 4 a.m. I'll try to stay awake the entire day, and then I'll see if I can get back on that schedule if it'll work, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, that would at least be halfway there, probably, right, if you did that? But if you have something, if it has something to do with daylight, though, then you're not going to fix it, and you're not going to fix it until you figure out why you get tired when you see the sun.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
He's a vampire.
That's the really cool thing about what you do for work, right? So you don't have to wake up at a certain time. I guess that probably is... That's what my dad always tells me. It's like, you don't know what it's like, because you don't have to wake up at a set time every day and go to work at a set time. And...
I mean, kind of. But, like, for instance, like, when I'm up at night, like, I can't run and, like, go harass Nathan between games or whatever, because he's fucking sleeping. So I'm just in this house, like, all alone, because everybody's asleep, and I just have to sit at my fucking computer. Yeah. Shit like that gets kind of old.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, the viewership is much higher. If I start streaming at, like, fucking 2 a.m., I'll carry, like, 1,000 viewers until people finally start waking up and shit. So it's, like, it's better for me financially to start it, like, in the afternoon and whatnot.
Yeah,
I was curious about that, too, just the late-night streaming, because I've heard some people say it's actually pretty good, but not super late. Like, it's in the morning, it's, like, 8 o'clock and stuff like that. People, there's not very many people streaming at that time, right?
What?
At 8? 8 in the morning?
Yeah. No, there's not. Sorry. But my fans don't awake then. People are, like, giving all these suggestions and they're not, like, understanding what I'm saying. It's really frustrating. You ever have that feel when no one knows what you feel? I'm just kidding. That's sorry.
XJ9? You talking XJ9 again?
I'm talking about XJ9? Oh, God.
All right. Well, why don't we go into Q&A with the viewers? A lot of you guys have posted questions in the Reddit thread. And Trio's not here today, guys. He had an appointment he had to go to, so I'm going to be reading off the questions today, going old school. But again, if you want to post any of your questions, go ahead and get those in before we get through all these, and we'll be sure to read them. All right, thoughts on Dota 2 in Korea from SCTemp99. Do you guys think it's forced, or can it gain natural foothold? How do you feel overall about companies throwing money at their esport?
What's wrong? There's nothing wrong with it. What the fuck? If people play it, it's fine.
I heard that they have a $2 million tournament for Dota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Cool. Yeah,
it is. I guess that's why they're calling it forced. I'm not sure why they're calling it forced, but it's good. I don't see how it could be bad for esports. Maybe it's bad for SC2. Maybe that's what he's kind of talking about.
People think it's a bag of, like, oh, you're just buying your ETH board. It's not even that good. People are just playing for the money. Like, so, I don't know. Fuck kids. Fucking kids, man.
Hey, what'd you guys think of the whole Twitch Valve integration thing with the Dota 2 play? I mean, what do you guys think
of that items?
In general?
You can get items if you're in chat watching something?
Yeah, versus being in the client and watching.
That's cool.
Yeah, it seems cool, dude. That Twitch integration. They just need to get their, like, servers and shit in line, and that's good.
Yeah, I just think it's the tip of the iceberg. I think they're going to start doing a lot of cool things in regards to giving you shit in the game and viewing, you know, just watching it in Twitch or something. All right. Okay, this one's for you. I want to hear your thoughts on the dog a police officer shot.
I don't know, man. The poor dog got fucked up.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, probably no comment on that one.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
I didn't see it. I'm happy not seeing it, though.
Yeah, I don't think you want to see it. Guy kind of baited the dog. That's my only comment. He baited the dog a little bit.
Try cutting your wrists and putting lemon juice on your mouse pad. You'll be playing like a pro and unable to sleep.
What the fuck? Somebody just actually said that? Oh, my God. Okay, that's one way to do it. Okay, so the current format in WCS Korea in which games are played, do you think all regions should have the same format? Or should every organization be responsible for the production of WCS, be given the rights to set the format in which games should be played? Thanks in advance, from Duck Reaper.
I mean, there has to be some sort of consistency for it to be the same tournament, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
like,
it's the fairest
way. If WCS NA was like a round robin between 64 players, and WCS EU was like a best of one all the way to the finals, where it became a best of one.
Like, you saw what MLG almost did on the first qualifier, or whatever it was, right? It's like they had best of ones to like the round of eight. That was actually their tournament strategy. Yeah. So like, really yelled enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Go on. I'm sorry. I just thought that was like.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah,
good point.
They need to be consistency if it's going to be the same fucking tournament, no?
I think so. It's definitely the fairest way, but
They're already not caring about fairness.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, get fucked, Chinese.
Yeah, that was so sad.
Yeah.
Never forget Calm. Never forget Calm.
Jim finally got in, but Calm got fucked hard. But I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on it because I think they could, if you could do something that gave your side of WCS more character, then it doesn't have to be the same. I think it's kind of boring. It's the fairest, but it's kind of boring to have everything that's exactly the same. Because like, let's look at the Olympics, for instance, right? The Olympics they have different ways of coming up with their Olympic teams. Everybody has a different way to do it, right? And the whole point is just to put the best players up, no matter how you do it. So I don't know. As long as it's done in a very fair manner, I don't actually mind if it's.
What if they did like the Hunger Games and like EU? Since all those countries are so poor, in order to get like their champions,
be entertaining. Be entertaining.
I don't know.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys watch reality TV or not at all, but I happened to turn it on last night, or turn to CBS or something, and there's this game called Siberia, or this show called Siberia. Have you ever heard of this show?
Nope. What about
it? It's like some survival, like some extreme survival-ish type of show where. They put you in this... I think they put you in Siberia in the middle of nowhere. I kind of like Survivor, I guess, whatever. Anyways, on that episode... I've never seen this show before. I just happened to watch. On this episode, one of the contestants died. And they continued the show.
That's fucking insane. Holy shit.
Yeah,
it's like another day in Serbia?
I don't know. I mean, I guess somebody's saying it's scripted. I don't know if it's scripted or not, but I was just like, seriously? And then the host comes out and was telling the guys... Yeah, we got to figure out whether to continue the show or not. You guys need to let me know.
Did they, like, replace him with the Romanian that killed him? For the, like, food they were fighting over? Oh, shit, I'm just kidding,
God.
Man.
Oh, man, God.
I love my Canadian fans. I'm just wrestling your jammies. Oh, I'm sorry, God. Guys, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
That sounds... Anyway, that show sounds too hardcore for me, man. I couldn't handle that.
That was crazy. I was like, what? Somebody actually dies on one of these shows? I can't believe they actually continue on with it. But okay, you're a 37. I would like you to attempt to convince me that XJ9's girlfriend is neither his hand nor his mom, but an actual female that is not related to them.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. He said not Serbia, Siberia.
I said Siberia, not Serbia.
Oh, I thought you said Serbia. I'm sorry. My bad, guys. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry, guys. My bad.
Yura said, what about the sound of a violin does Destiny not like? What don't you like about a violin?
That's the best segue question was. Go on.
It's just, I don't like instruments with no personality that sound really whiny and cry. That's my personal opinion. Violins can sound nice if used well. I just don't like them as solo instruments as much.
Dude, I love the Radioactive remake with...
Oh, yeah.
Instrumental whatevers. I don't know if it's a violin, though. But it's just really pretty.
I think it is. I think it's a violin. Either violin or cello. I think there's a cello in there, right?
Somebody's saying that Siberia is a drama about a reality show gone bad. Like it's...
Okay. All right, it makes sense now. I was taking it as an actual reality show. Like I said, never seen the thing. I just flipped it on, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it is a violin.
Makes sense now. Destiny from Sushi Mama. Destiny
Hey, this chick plays pretty well. This Lindsay Sterling.
Yeah, she's really good.
Let's see. Violinist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I linked it too.
Okay, yeah, I'm taking a look at it. Oh, this is the funny highlights.
I got burned out from these string remixes. When I was growing up, I found this band. Have you ever heard of a band called Apocalyptica?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I think I've seen them. Yeah, seen.
I thought they were the coolest thing in the universe, so I like got their whole discography and I listened to other shit. And then like I burnt myself out listening to them super hard on like string arrangements of like popular music, and it's like hard for me to listen. But I'm not saying it's like bad. I'm just saying it's like hard.
Sometimes. You generally like that?
I guess so.
Maybe. Like that? One time when I was younger, I went to the when I got like money, because I did like a paper route when I was kind of, I had like my own fucking money, I was like the king of the world, and I went to the, and like since I have my own money, I can do what the fuck I want, right? Like an adult. So I went to the mall, and the first thing I fucking do is I go to the Chinese food place, and I buy the fortune cookies. You know, you buy those motherfuckers separately? Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're 10 cents each. I give the guy 10 bucks, and gives me like 100 fucking fortune cookies. And I go home, and I ate like 70 of them, and then I hate fortune cookies now. That's what I did with Apocalyptica and like the string music. So when you ask me, like, do I like strings? And I'm like, you know, at one point in time, I really liked fortune cookies, and then I kind of got burnt out on them by listening to too much Apocalyptica. It's not that it's bad. It's just that, you know, there you go.
You enjoyed it, and now you've moved on to something different.
Something like that, yeah. I overindulged.
So is there anything that you can't overindulge but you don't get sick of?
Oh, definitely.
Video games?
Like banging your mom.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I love your chin, man.
All right, next, let's see. This guy's got to... Well, okay, answer that question, actually, if you're going to... Is there anything?
What, that you can't... Oh, I don't know. It's like, that's...
Any music? I mean, you don't get sick of jazz music, right?
I listen to the same... Usually, when I find good music, I'll listen to it a lot on stream. People know, like, well, listen to this song again? I usually listen to it until I can, like, file it away and not have to listen to it every day, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, Vicious...
This is YouTube repeat a lot. That's pretty cool.
I do, too. I've been using YouTube a lot for my music mixes lately.
What's YouTube a lot?
Vicious GX, can Destiny enlighten us on thinking towards the end game with his new label as professional streamer? What changed in his goals to be challenger tier LCS team contender and having league viewer numbers?
What? When did that change? I'm still trying to do it. I just stream professionally. What?
That hasn't changed. When will he attend MLG? Will we have to wait till he's a pro, formed a regular team that can qualify? Will he seat with SC2 friends or... What? Will he seat with SC2 friends?
Like, will I sit on the StarCraft 2 section? Dude, I didn't sit on the StarCraft 2 section when there was StarCraft 2 games.
It's personal question. Destiny talks vaguely about being frustrated outside the game and bringing those emotions online and in-game, and the situation seems noticeably worse. Does he want to share why it bothers him so much more than anyone else? And does does he have persons or people in his personal life that he can dump the baggage on without feeling insecure or putting himself on his thick skin?
What the fuck?
He talks to me. I'm his counselor.
I have, I have bad days. I think people forget sometimes that I stream a lot. And are there very many people that stream, like, as much as me?
Maybe a theme.
Well, that are at their computer streaming. Oh, come on, let's be real. Like, Athena's, like, hardly ever there. Or at least every time I turn on, it's just, like, a picture of, like, the street or whatever.
Maximus streams a lot, but not as much as you, I don't think.
Sure. I mean, it's just, like, I stream a fuck ton, so, like, normal people... I'm guessing, like, if a normal person has, like, a bad day, they're not going to be, like, streaming a lot. But if I have a bad day... Like, you'll notice it, because I'm, like, always fucking streaming. My viewership is kind of low-ish. Like, I think I normally get anywhere from 2... It's, like, 2 to 8,000, depending on what the fuck is going on. But normally it's around, like, 3-ish. So even though my viewership is relatively low, like, you can see on this chart that I'm, like, still, like, the 21th popular streamer or whatever. Because I stream a lot. So one of the problems I run into is, like, if I'm in a bad mood for a couple days, I'm thinking, like, maybe I should just not stream, because, like, people will watch me. And then, like, there is this fucking forum post that came up, and these guys, holy shit. Like, Destiny, why are you so fucking mad all the time, and you're getting more angry, and you're calling people names, and fuck, dude. Like, and I'm like, holy shit. So, like, maybe, like, I should just take a break for a couple days, like, if I'm grumpy or something. Like, I don't fucking know. But, yeah, that's, like, a problem that I run into sometimes, but...
Do you track average? Do you track your average stream numbers each day?
Oh, something. Yeah, I mean, adjust. I check the shit. I have to know this shit, right?
I know, but I'm just wondering if you, like, try to adjust and time efficiency type of analysis.
Well, I mean, like, I know, like, 12 to, like, 10 is, like, the best time to stream for viewers for me.
Oh, okay. Very cool. All right, next question.
Oh, yeah, that was the farm. I deleted it off my subreddit because I was too butthurt. Man, I got downvoted in my own subreddit, like, every time I was going to answer a question. Oh,
really?
My god, dude. Yeah, these people are so fucking mad.
You really?
Some guy posted, and he's like, this Lee Sin was, like, fucking walking around and like you called him, you went off on him for no reason, and like I look at the clip and it's like this Lee Sin was fucking trolling me all fucking night, like Jesus Christ, like shoving needles in my urethra, and the guy's like, why are you so mad? I was like, and so like I don't know. It sucks when you're a popular streamer because you get a game after game of like these fucking no name douchebag fucks like talking shit, like, and it's like you just want to like find him in real life and choke the shit out of him and then like watch him fucking gasp for breath as their face turns blue and the fucking color drains out of their body and they just life goes from their eye. Like you get that feeling sometimes when you're playing. Do you ever feel that sometimes when you're playing games? You're like, I just really wish I could watch this guy fucking die right now. I get that sometimes. I'm sorry, but I don't normally get those feelings, but it's the. When I run into it, like, game after game, like, if I, like, there are some, like, it was really bad, like, a couple nights ago, like, fucking, like, six games in a row, I'd run into some fucking retard that knew who I was and have to, like, comment or make jokes and comment about it, like, every fucking game. Holy shit. Like, I can only deal with it, like, so many times, you know? Like, in StarCraft, if somebody's doing it, like, I fucking just mute them and I get mad and I play. But, like, in League, it's a fucking team game. And if the guy is on my team, like, having to deal with that shit, like, every time I die or he comes to my lane and, like, shit gets fucked up, he's, like, fucking flaming me and shit. I was like, I don't want to work with this fucking autistic piece of shit to try to win a game. Like, can I just, like, do my own thing, like, in my lane and not have to deal with these retards? You know? That's what I love you, dude. Sorry.
YOLO Q, man.
YOLO, man. I don't like the team game aspect when there are, like, so many fucking trolls. And I don't mean trolls like the guy sucks and he feeds. I mean trolls like the guy's like, Ruffle, this is Destiny? My MMR fell so low that I'm matched against you. Like, and the fucking champ select. I'm like, we're really starting this shit already, dude? Like, you got, like, that big of a raging boner because you noticed my name in the lobby? Like, come on, man. Sorry. All right. I had, like, there was, like, 2 days ago, like, I had a really bad, like, couple of days with that shit going on, like, every other game. And then to, to top all of that off, like, I get, like, the shit pie. And then, like, to top it off, like, the diarrhea of, like, that post on my subreddit. People were like, Destiny, why are you so mad all the time? And it's like, well, I'm fucking mad because I get downvotes. Like, fuck. Like, what? And like, dude, like, fuck you. Like, I was one of the original fans. Like, back before you were even Destiny, like, I watched you play games when you were 4 years old. I was peeking through your grandma's, like, fucking bedroom when you were playing Duck Hunt, and I saw you, like, kill, like, the first, like, 15 levels of that game, and I've been a fan all this time. And for you to tell me that you're not mad or blah, 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 like, you're fucking lying to yourself, dude. And, like, I had Dr. Phil watch your stream, and he agrees, and we had all the ex, like, fuck, like, what the fuck? Like, do you want me to say, like, I was fucking grouchy for a couple days. Like, holy shit, can you ease up off my fucking balls? There's not enough room for all the, like, that's how I feel, okay? There you go. Are we good? Hey, I'm really sorry, I'm done. That's how I really feel.
Good question. Hey. Good question.
Okay, sorry. Yep, that's it. I was grumpy. My bad.
Right, next question. Darth Bane, 123. Sheth, are you switching? I guess, are you switching games? And where do you see yourself in a few years? You're the best.
Thanks, guy. Right now, I just can't play StarCraft 2, and I really enjoy LoL. That's really as far ahead as I've thought at this point. In a few years, I don't know. That's just something that depends on how my hands do, depends on how random things are. I'm starting up college soon, and we'll see from there how everything goes. I don't know.
If you, hey, what else did you do? You started something, didn't you?
Me?
Yeah.
I started college.
Yeah. What are you going back for?
Chemistry.
Chemistry, oh man, I hate chemistry. Chemistry is the one thing I just, I just couldn't, it's a...
I have organic chemistry. I'm already reading the book for it, and it's really boring, but I'm okay with it.
The labs are the best. That's the part I love, is the labs. It's just the book part of it I freaking hated.
Dude, I fail. I have no problem memorizing, like, shit for bio, but, like, when it came to chemistry, oh my god. Like, memorizing, like, the ions and shit.
Yeah.
I want to fucking kill myself. And that asshole teacher would ask, like, ions, like, every fucking test. Where he would, like, list, like, the combination, and it would be, like, this plus this equals what, and I would fuck every ion up. I would always fuck those up. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I just use, like, cations, because cats are always happy, so cats are, like, positive.
Yeah.
And anions are not cats, so they're negative. That's my strategy.
But, I mean, that only gets you so far, like, memorizing, like, all of the, like, what everything stands for and shit, and then doing, like, the stoichiometry and shit. Oh, God, I hated chemistry.
Yeah, I was a chemical engineer for 2.5 years. It took 2 years of organic chemistry before I realized I just can't take it anymore. So I ended up switching after that. But good stuff, good stuff. Just not for me. Ask Sheth, a random GKL. Ask Sheth where he can donate to get some cyborg hands.
Yeah, I always joked that I wanted Korean hands. I guess that's revenge for that.
What's that movie where... Oh, what was that hand movie? Oh, do you know what I'm talking
about? It's called The Nightmare on Elm Street.
No. Stupid. No, there's this... Was it a foreign movie? It was like this set of hands. These hands that would...
Edward Scissorhands?
It was like some horror movie I watched like a long, long time ago when I was a kid. I can't even remember. No, it was like this. It was some kind of foreign movie where there were these hands, and like there's some guy got his hands chopped off, and then like his hands got removed or whatever.
Oh,
just, like,
and
you know
the hands
about?
And the hands, like they fucking like put him to work or whatever. I think it was called. It was like Helga's Helpful Hand Jobs, Volume 2. Where the guy had, like, the cast, and he went into the massage place, and it was, like, really cheesy porn.
That's it!
I'm sorry. Christ, I'm done. I'm done. I'll go ahead. I didn't see that movie, though. I'm sorry. But it sounds interesting.
Oh, Destiny, are you planning on reconfiguring your mic? It has the worst volume spikes I've ever experienced.
I don't know, dude. I just need to stop screaming. There's gotta be, like, some kind of compressor or some shit. I would need, like, a whole amp and, or, like, a mixer and shit for that, though, wouldn't I? Probably. I don't fucking know.
Adam's Family? Someone in chat finally said that? Is that it? With the hand? Like, floats around?
I mean, it's not the Adam's Family, but it was like a horror film that was like, you know, like the thing or whatever.
Chan Man, is this the one? The Hand.
Is it literally called The Hand? I mean, seriously?
Yeah. Damn, that's an old movie. Was this an old movie?
Yeah, super old movie. Like,
oh, yeah, this is really old, 1981. A comic book artist.
That's probably right.
His hand,
That's the one.
Nice.
Did Destiny pay his programmers devs for the chat web stuff by EDU723?
What?
Did you pay your web guy? Is what he's asking. For programmer to do all the chat stuff.
Oh, no, they did it for free.
It's really, really nice.
They are awesome. Holy shit, they're awesome. Is there any music that you love to listen to from EBAG Eye when offline, but are apprehensive to play on stream because of how people will react? Any guilty pleasure music? Music you're kind of ashamed of liking, but god damn it, you love it.
Not really. I'm a pretty blunt person. I mean, when everybody in it has seen your dick, it's kind of hard to be embarrassed by the music you listen for it. Does that make sense?
What? Was that at the end? What?
Like, huh?
The answer was no. I'm not really embarrassed to play any music. That doesn't... No.
Sheth, any music that you're embarrassed to play on stream, ever?
To play on stream? I don't know. Like, my stream was really PG-13, so I just tried to avoid stuff that wasn't that, but I don't care. I just played them.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything I keep off. I play all the cheesy stuff and the crazy eclectic stuff whenever I do stream, which is not very often. What does Destiny think of the new League ADC champion announced today?
I don't know. I don't care. I never pay attention to that shit until it's actually released. It looks cool, though. He's black. I'll be playing him.
It looks really neat.
Lucian. How often are they still releasing champions?
Try like once a month now, I guess. Once every few weeks, maybe. I think it's once a month is like the goal. No? Right, guys?
Close enough. I think that's it. I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Oh, can you guys comment on... Bug Poker says, can you guys comment on the use of amphetamines in gaming? How prevalent do you think they really are? Do you think it's a problem?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. Maybe Chef?
I've heard a few names that I'm obviously not going to name,
but
I've never, like, confirmed it. I might, like, I've heard multiple rumors from multiple people about certain people. Like, obviously, that's not helping you at all. Like, I think it probably happens, but I don't think it matters. I don't think, like, is it even illegal to take, like, whatever this is, Adderall? Is it even illegal to take it? Like, does it matter?
I don't know if it's illegal or not. Is it illegal, guys, in the stream? I'm not sure if it is legal or
not.
Look it
up. Is it a schedule whatever drug, or...?
Well, it's called Adderall. I don't
Adderall.
Know if it's illegal.
It might not be, and if it's not, I guess it's still worth talking about in case it. I mean, if it is bad for your health in general. You know, it's a topic that's still worth talking about.
It's even a stimulant. It's right?
Taking medicine not prescribed to you is illegal as fuck. That's not true. It's only if the medicine is on the restricted list, at least in the United States. You can buy all the ibuprofen or Tylenol you want, even if you're not.
Yep.
But yeah. If it's prescription only, that means it's like a Schedule 1 or Schedule 2, like restricted drug or whatever, and that makes it illegal to take without a prescription.
Yeah, for me, it's just a matter of, are these drugs actually bad for you? If they're not bad for you, then you know whatever. There's a lot of things that we do to try to enhance our performance and lots of sports and things like that.
NCAA banned it for college athletes.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Well, that's.
But it's used for people with ADHD, I guess, is the why it's prescribed to.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of telling if they banned it. I mean, they obviously banned it for a reason.
I don't mind it, honestly. That's just me. I heard that, like, Koreans take herbs and stuff before games sometimes.
Curbs, like...
Herbs?
Oh, herbs. Yeah, herbs, yeah.
Sorry, I said that word weird, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I've heard that, too, but... It's a reoccurring topic, just drugs and esports, and... I'm kind of surprised nobody's done just a giant piece on it, you know, whether it's to clear things up or to actually...
Happy they removed phones.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty dumb.
That's huge. That should have been done 2 years ago.
Do you know of any people that have abused it? You don't have to say names, obviously.
And I do.
I don't know anybody either, but yeah, they should have done it a long time
myself.
Ago. Every single. Go on. Go with that thread, Destiny. Where are you taking that?
I did it. Okay. I would have people text me one for cheese, and two for smack. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I know that every single pro has used crowd noise, though. Like, I guarantee you that's used by every pro who's ever been in the booth in MLG. I've done it, for sure.
You can totally. I've seen scans that just happen all of a sudden out of nowhere because the crowd starts going nuts.
Can't help it. Like, you look like six pool shouldn't, like no Zerg is going to six pool in a high event.
Yeah.
If they're on stage, because they're like, I listen to the crowd. Like, even for like a 2-rax, I'm listening to the crowd. If I hear, like, an abnormally loud thing, then I think it's a proxy. Like, just because they're not soundproof, and, like, you're a fool not to listen for it, I think.
Aren't they supposed to be sending, like, white noise into your ears, though? No?
Crowds are really loud.
Are they?
Really loud, yeah.
Yeah, because that was an issue at MLG, right? Naniwa came out and said that after one of his matches that he could hear the crowd.
Sure, every event I've ever been to.
Actually, he could hear the casters. Naniwa could actually hear the casters at MLG at one point, so they had to... adjust the white noise.
Nice.
You can feel the vibrations too, right? From the clapping and stuff. Is that? I've heard that too.
Kind of.
Well, that's not really soundproof booths. If you guys can hear the crowd, that's.
It's only on like the extreme moments.
It's just like lead boxes, dude. Yeah.
Sometimes it's what it takes, though. It's like you need to be able to pull off that 6, 8, 10 pulls. Okay, let's see. More Dota 2 questions. What level is Pishet's not playing right now, guys? Thoughts on Nintendo denying Evo broadcast streaming rights for Super Smash Bros.?
Huh. I don't know. Nintendo, it went full fucking retard. That company needs to, like, chill out and get its shit straight, or they're gonna, like, drive themselves into the ground. I don't know.
Well, they made that announcement a long time ago that they weren't going to allow, or just a month or two months ago.
And then a while ago, they also claimed like every fucking Nintendo video on YouTube saying like we're taking all of your money. Like, I don't know what Nintendo is thinking, but they need to like get their shit straight because they're going to fuck themselves super hard in the community. Like, they already got a super bad rap for that from a lot of people. It takes a lot, obviously, for Nintendo to have a bad perception in people's minds. But I don't know. That's one of those things where like Xbox going to E3 with the shit that they had and all their DMR or DRM. It's like, what the fuck are you thinking? Like, that's like the Nintendo shit. I don't know what they're planning on doing right now.
No, they already they've already screwed them. I mean, a lot of people aren't doing any Nintendo content anymore.
Yeah, no, I won't. Like, I know that, like, in the games that I choose to play and shit, I'm not going to do it. Fuck that. Why would I even risk it? It's stupid. Like, that's, like, then again, there's not any Nintendo games for PC, but...
I remember when they were explaining it to you, they're like, oh, you know, you guys, when you click the monetization part in YouTube, you know, you'll just be splitting it with us or something like that. It was so
I don't think it's a split. They claim all the money. The way that they phrased it was so fucking nasty, too. They were like, oh, no. They're like, we could go like some companies, but we're going to be really nice. We're going to let you keep the videos, and we're just going to take all the money. But you can still make it and shit. Like, we could take it off completely, but we're going to let you still make it, but we just want to take all the money. Like, fucking real? Like, come on.
Yeah, it's like, we're not going to DMCA you guys, but, you know, we're going to take your money.
Yeah. Like, the worst part would be if they were to expand that to, like, Twitch. Can you imagine, like, all the people that do speedrunning would be completely fucked?
Why wouldn't
they?
I mean, it's the same thing.
It is the same thing, but they probably, it's too small, they don't even care about it.
Twitch won't let them?
Twitch
is too small? Nintendo probably doesn't know, they don't care. But if they did, could you imagine people like Siglemic or Cosmo wouldn't be able to stream anymore? Like, they'd be done. Whatever, like, they would completely... have to stop. They're done. Like, it would be completely fucked because Nintendo wants all the money from them streaming their game.
All those like charity 24-hour Zelda streams and all that.
Yeah.
Be sad.
Yeah, that definitely would be. I don't get it either. It's you're just advertising their games, you know.
There's no plus rationale. Anything I don't understand at all.
They're not even replacing it. It'd be one thing if they were coming out with their own. Yeah. Big old production, you know, their own channel and Nintendo TV or something like that, but they're not doing anything. No.
And the money that they make claiming that, like, that's a fucking multi-billion-dollar company. Like, what the fuck are you going to take some kid fucking $10K a year from YouTube? Like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, who thinks that's a good idea?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So dumb. And the people they're fucking over are their hardest fans and their best advertisers, too. Why would you take some guy who's put enough, like, love and devotion into your game to make money off of it on YouTube and show other people how much he loves it and take that guy and bend him over and fucking... Like,
I know.
That's so wrong. Like, it's just... I didn't understand that at all. Like, when I first read it, I was 99% sure that it was a miscommunication or something. Like, somebody said something, they got confused, and it fucked up, and they were going to undo it. It was like, oh, like, we're sorry, like, we tried to claim some shit, and it fucked up, but that's fine. But then the CEO came out basically saying, like, well, we could have been a lot worse, so, like, you know, just suck me off. Like, that whole thing was, like, so wrong. I don't understand.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was really terrible.
I think it's an age-related thing. Like, the only thing that makes sense to me is that, you know, the generations before us or whatever think that, like, I don't know. I don't know why they don't get it. Like, I mean, it's the same thing with how WCS has went. Like, I just don't get that either. But maybe I'm just not smart enough to figure out why they do it. Maybe they have some knowledge we don't. Like
I don't
know. Like you said, it makes no sense, right? Why are they going to screw
over
their biggest fans? It makes no sense.
Like, I've read different accounts and I've heard, I have a relatively close friend that does a lot of business in China and shit. Talking about how a lot of the Asian world, a lot of the older Asian world is like full retard when it comes to dealing in business a lot, and a lot of the shit that you see that doesn't make sense is just because they're like still trying to figure that out, or they like have really backwards ways of thinking of a lot of different shit. I don't know how much that plays into it. I would imagine that a company like Nintendo that would be relatively globalized and not like completely Japanese, but I don't know, maybe. I don't know, dude.
So if somebody's asking me to take a look, have I seen this, which is the International Interactive Compendium? Have you seen the compendium?
Link in the chat.
Yeah, it's right here. It's Valve's cool way of having the viewers kind of interact or add to the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually...
This reminded me of the pizza.gg.
That was so cool.
It's
where you get the more people that ordered pizzas, you would unlock those milestones. Like, this kind of reminded me of that a little bit, no?
Yeah, but this was even pre pizza.gg, right? The compendium, they did it last year too. Maybe not
sure.
To this extent with the goals, but there was definitely that whole aspect of the viewers can contribute money that goes into the actual prize pool. So I haven't actually looked at this one this year though. I knew it was
How
I knew they were
does
doing
it costs.
I think it's $250.
$10.
No, it says the international prize pool is increased by $250 for every compendium purchase. So yeah, it must be $10, yeah.
You get a courier and a battle bonus stretch reward, and it's tradable.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah, new kind of courier. This is your tournament. Yeah, what do you guys think of that?
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it?
That seems cool.
Buy now. Let me click on buy now. What does it say? Very cool. Yeah, so what are these goals? Let me see what these are. Okay, goal 5. Compendium members get a vote on participants in an 8-player solo championship at the International. Compendium owners will receive a new immortal item. Wow. The big goal, goal 7, is compendium owners will be able to select the next hero shipped in Dota 2. Wow. That's kind of cool.
They're happy. They just made, like, an absurd amount off of an item, right?
Exactly.
So, I'd love to see StarCraft do anything that involved this.
Yeah, I mean, nobody loses in this. Everybody get, you know, the people paying the money get something. Obviously, the players get more prize money, and Valve makes something off this too, probably.
For sure.
Yep, good stuff. All right, let's see what else we got here. All right, maybe one more, and then we'll call it a day. Let's find a good one. All right, here's a good one. Waggles asks, could you ask Destiny and Shith when they will do another charity stream together?
I thought this was a charity stream for Chan Man.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, you're an asshole.
I don't know. When I get my own personal... I want to do more charity stuff, but I need to get my own personal shit sorted out. I'm still, like, recovering from the own shit, so... once I get, like, all the debt or whatever that I accumulated over last year paid off and shit, hopefully in the early part of next year, I'll be looking to move into that kind of stuff.
Whenever I figure out what's going on with my hands and I get things straightened out for me, too. That's all it is.
Good stuff. You don't have to play.
That's, like, one of my highlights of my whole StarCraft thing was the charity events we did.
Oh, yeah. I've never done one, actually. I should do one these days. What charities did y'all do it for?
Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. Well, guys, it's gonna...
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, shit. Do you want to... Oh, man, I should have brought this up earlier. We could do, like, a whole episode on this shit. I had a fucking dude... This guy fucking emailed me to sign up for it, to do, like, his charity, and I'm, like, 99% sure this is a fucking scam. I'm, like, 99, look at this shit, man. We did, like, a bunch of digging around and shit, like, me and my chat. I'm like, so sure that this is a scam, and he's already got, like, some streamers, like, signed up for it and shit.
What is this?
Well, remember when we did our charity and, like, people would put the wrong PayPal address? Like, donate here, and, like... Yeah. Link the wrong thing.
they put their own PayPal?
Yeah, people are trying to steal money from
the
training.
What is this? You are the future?
So, if you look it up, like, originally he had this logo, and it stand for, like, Urban Clothing,
Hi,
right?
And welcome
and then he,
to
like,
you
changed
the
it to
charity.
You Are the Future Charity. I guess, like, the Urban Clothing store didn't work, so he changed it into, like, a charity. And, like, there is so much shady shit, like, about all of this. Hold on, like, can you watch one video for this stream, please? Hold on, I'll give you a video, right? You have to promise you'll watch it, okay?
Alright, fine.
Okay. It's not even that expensive. It's not even that long. I'm sorry, man, my brain is fucked. Here you go. How much do you want to bet that only one side of this car is painted? Also, that handicap parking. What the fuck? Alright, watch this for the stream.
I just clicked on the guard button. Money is... What is it? Money is not like manure? What the fuck? Okay, hold on. Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of pacing to fucking watch the first time. Here we go. Okay. Alright, so what is this? Is this an ad for it?
It's just like one of the videos. I don't know, man. I can't explain it.
This is Aaron Kingan, founder of You Are the Future Charity.
What? He's fucking reading this? Uh-oh. What happened to the video? Shit. Let me reload it.
Hi, this is Aaron King, founder of You Are the Future Charity. We have a new innovative discount card. Now, when you go on to youarethefuturecharity.com, you'll be able to go to the URTFC/app. I just want to break down the picture you guys will see when you go on it and the words under on the home page. Now, it's going to be a bubble tree. The first bubble you're going to see is going to say URTFC/app. Now, it's going to branch off into two different sections. On the top left, it'll branch off into customers. On the top right, it'll branch off to businesses. Now, let's start from the middle of customers and businesses. It will say fundraiser opportunities. So any of our customers, any of our businesses that are holding a fundraiser are going to be able to do fundraisers with this opportunity. Now, we'll start on the right side from businesses. Businesses are going to be able to branch off.
I guess he's like selling like a card or something. And I like how the only comment is from like his brother.
Aaron inspires me.
Like, and the video, like, what the fuck? So like, and if you look deeper, there was like, oh man, like we had people getting like links and shit.
Money is like manure. I like that one the most. Money is like manure. Click on gardeners. It's not a worth a thing unless it's spread around. yes. Alright, let's click on this. I'm going to click on some of these. Where is it? Card and app. What is this? You get the best. So this is a charity? What? So everything here just goes towards a charity, I guess?
I mean, it's marketed as that, but it's not. Like, So typically when somebody emails me for charity work, the first thing I do is the United States federal government has a registry of all 501c3 organizations, and I couldn't find it, like, anywhere. So, the charity doesn't exist anywhere. I looked on... He told me it was, but I couldn't find it. I looked up on the website. I think on the website it says that it's 501c3 exempt, awaiting approval or whatever.
Oh, boy.
They've got, like, a random PayPal donation button. But, like, none of those donations are going to be deductible if they're not 501c3 at the time you make the deduction. So, like...
Those deductions are inconsequential anyways, unless you're donating a fuckload of money.
Yeah, I think it's pretty but I mean, isn't a 501c3 held to higher standards? Don't they have to go through like if you're 501c3, you have to go through like some shit in order to get that exempt status? You know, like you can't just be like a random dude making videos in a handicapped parking spot with a weirdly painted car with your brother filming you, not even on a tripod, and like collect money via donations and be 501c3 exempt. You know, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
Sorry.
So I guess you told them no. Is that the moral of the story?
I haven't said anything. I kind of want to, like...
Expose it?
You kind of want to say yes?
I mean, it's not even worth, like, exposing, I guess. Can somebody in chat who did the research... There was, like, a link to, like, some store called, like, Urban Clothing or whatever. And I'm really curious to, like, see that.
Urban Clothing?
Yeah. Because he had, like... It looked like he had a company before, and then we found, like, YouTube videos and shit. It looked like he had a company earlier that, like, tried to sell Urban Clothing, and I guess it, like, failed, so he took that company. He's like, well, fuck, I'll just make it into a charity, I guess.
Is it the same name? It's really, he used a different name, right?
No, well, like, it's the exact same logo with, like, kind of a different name.
Really? Oh my god. Okay.
It's pretty shady stuff to do, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, take, you know, anything. Pretending to be a charity and pocketing yourself is definitely...
Like, the other charity I saw that was actually asking gamers was the, like, the hospital one, where you, like, get kids, like, a computer or something for the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called, but I liked that one. That one looked cool.
Yeah, kids in hospitals, man.
Oh, here's one.
Those are...
Urban Royalty Gear.
Urban Royalty Gear?
It's like, sounds like some pyramid marketing thing.
Alright, let me see this crap.
Wow.
Is it still existing?
Look, you can see in the upper left-hand corner, you can see that the logo is the exact same as it is for the charity.
Okay, so... What's called a...
If you look, when he looks at the computer screen, when he brings
it
to
the... I see it, yeah. Yeah, that little seal or whatever, yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. I thought that was really funny.
Scam artists.
You think I should make, like epic Reddit posts, like, blowing them up? Or should I just, like, not say anything? Or what? What do you think? What should we do?
Do nothing.
Do nothing? What if he scams 60 people?
It's all that's needed for evil to win is for the good men to do nothing.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
That's deep.
Wait, what? I don't... Hey, there's a quote. There's a quote. I don't remember where I heard it from, but there's a quote that's like, the deepest parts of hell are reserved for men who, in times of great crisis, maintain their neutrality. And it's always attributed to Dante's Inferno. But that's not where the deepest circle of hell is. That's for, like, the backstabbing people. So where does that quote come from? Does anybody know?
Well, that's true. That's true.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, whatever. There's your deep quote for the day. Okay, sorry.
All right, well, let's wrap the show up.
Oh, shit. Can I ask a really deep question?
Oh, God. Here we go again.
Okay. So one time, I don't even remember the specifics, but one time, me and Kyle were going to lunch in high school, and Kyle said something that I thought was really funny, and I laughed at it, and it was really funny. But it turns out that I misheard what he said. Okay?
Okay.
So he said something, and I thought it was really funny, but I misheard it. So who gets the credit for that joke? If I were to retell it later, could I tell it as my own joke? Or
it's yours,
does
man.
He get credit? But I mean, because like he said it, but like I heard it wrong, and I thought like...
Well, it's just like parodying something, right, in a way.
I'd say part ownership for each.
I wouldn't credit him at all.
Part ownership, maybe?
I guess it depends on what part. What part did
it's
you change?
Like,
did you
you're
change
stealing
the,
his act and just changing a little bit of it. Like,
well, did you change the punchline or did you just change like the lead?
It wasn't even a joke, but like what I heard at the end like made
then,
it
then
fun.
It's yours if it's like completely different. It's all yours.
Damn, I wish I could remember it. Must not have been that funny, I guess, huh?
Over notes.
Okay, alright.
Are you making money for it? It doesn't even matter.
I don't have any more too deep questions now, I don't think.
You sure? All the good stuff always comes out at the end, man. Alright, let's wrap this show up. Sean, or Sheth, big thanks for coming on, man. It was fun hanging out.
It was nice, too. Thanks for inviting me.
Continuing the Le Destiny Sheth duo Tuesday. Steven, always a great time. You got any, or actually, Sean, why don't you start out with shout-outs? Do you have any shout-outs you want to do?
Thanks for all of you guys watching the show. Like, it's the viewers. You guys make this... That we can actually do this and have fun with it, so thank you. And then thanks, Shenman and Destiny, for letting me be on here. Hanging out. Thanks.
Steven, thank you. Shoutouts.
Rev on through. Shout out to Shenman17 for having me on your show. Shout out to Nathan for taking all my fucking money. Shout out to Sheth for hanging out with me. Shout out to XJ9 for making me grateful that I'm not 17 anymore. Shout out to Obama for keeping backups of all my shit. Shout out to fucking... That's it. That's all I got. Shout out to youarethefuturecharity.com if you want to donate. youaretfc.com, your 501c3 exempt pending organization. I'm sure all your money's going to your great cause.
Oh, man. All right, my shout-outs, big shout-out to both of you guys and all the viewers for watching. It was a fun show.
Oh, and Phoenix, their new shit should be coming out soon, the new keyboard, sorry.
Oh, yeah, all your sponsors, Phoenix Show.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And I think that's about it for shout-outs, but VODs for this show and all the past shows are on youtube.com/ChainManV. You can follow us on Twitter, @ChainManV, @Steven_Bonnell, and @LiquidChef. Is there an underscore, or is it just Liquid Chef?
Just add Liquid Chef.
Just add Liquid Chef. And if you enjoyed the show or any of the other shows I do on this channel, go ahead and click the follow button. I'd really appreciate that. It's the best way to get notified too when the streams or when the shows start, because I rarely stream by myself. So if you get that email or you get that notification on your phone, it's because one of my shows are starting. But yeah, that's going to be it for Unfiltered number 13. So for ChainManV, Destiny, and Sheth, we will see you next time. Later.